This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We were just talking. Can you fix that for me? Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning.
You know talking,
what?
Man.
What I'm really most proud of this morning.
What's that?
Is that two of our new salespeople are here to enjoy the demolition of the show. This is, I'm proud of it. Here's the, and I'll tell you what the problem is.
Fortunately for you, I was talking through that. Oh, so they didn't hear that mistake.
I didn't even need to acknowledge that.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Okay. I will say this. I blame market. Well, I blame Vinny. Vinny is out today, you know, taking care of important business.
Yeah.
Marcus Osborne, I blame you. You're just too chatty. He puts stuff out there. And then me and Brynstar, blah, 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 blah. And Marcus is all, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And the next thing you know, Bryn goes, hey, the song's about to end. And I'm like, oh,
and you're
no.
All blah, 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 blah.
Good morning, everyone. It's hump day.
Yeah.
And
fun
show. Thank you. You know what? Marcus Osborne, even before the show is over, I want to say thank you for a fun morning.
Just always a joy,
had a great time so far today. I'm sure that's ending now. Because Michael Martin's like, oh my God, I'm going to kill them. So let's get to the news. Marcus is part of the show.
Hey, guess what, everybody?
What's that?
Next Monday is the top day of the year for calling in sick.
Oh, it is Monday?
Wait.
Monday
well,
the 20th.
We haven't Monday the 20th. It's a holiday.
The 20th.
Oh, you mean people who don't get MLK Day off are like, I'm calling in sick. Hey, do your sponsor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. Honestly, the salespeople are right there. They're so
disappointed. They're staring at
theme.
You.
It's just a running theme. It's totally fun. This is all part of the plan.
Yes. Yeah.
Where
oh, yeah.
Is it?
Thanks
totally
for following the script, everyone.
You're welcome.
All those mistakes, for sure.
Oh, boy.
Thank you. For it's Organic Coup 1, 837.
Oh, did you find it?
Yeah, he got it.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to tell you guys this.
What is it? I'm
we're waiting.
He's proofreading me right now.
Yeah, he's making sure that he is. You know, the San Francisco 49ers are coming in hot and healthy, just
what?
Like the Organic
hot
Cool Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Come by Levi's Stadium for the NFC Championship game and enjoy the 49er favorite, the Cool Crispy Chicken Sandwich, or chicken tenders and tots. Top it off with an IPA, blonde or lemonade vodka.
Go Niners! Boom! It's exciting. Go Niners! You can win this weekend. All right.
Would you guys like to know the top days that people call off sick?
Well, it's got to be the day after the Super Bowl. That
exactly.
has to be one of them.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to tell you right now that it is not.
What?
No?
No.
But everyone's
I've always heard that.
Hungover after the Super Bowl. Well, you just said that the number one day is MLK Day.
Yep.
How about like if people don't have the day after?
That was actually wrong. It was one of the most popular days.
Oh, okay. All right.
The day after 4th of July, if you don't get, you know, the fifth off,
the
people.
Next, right,
how about
right.
that?
No.
What freaking random? How about this?
Wait. What did you say? Say that one more time.
Day after July 5th.
No, but you're actually on point. It's July 8th, the first Monday after Independence Day is usually the day that people take. It is the fifth most popular day that people take off.
Oh. Hmm. What about their birthday?
Nope.
What about the day after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, the day after any holiday.
Yeah.
The day after Thanksgiving is pretty much off for everybody, right?
I don't know.
No,
like
not necessarily.
Costco people have to be there.
Number one day people call in sick, December 26th.
Oh,
see, the day after a
Christmas,
holiday,
right?
Number two
That's
is
Boxing Day, people. It's a holiday, for God's sake.
Number two is the Monday after Easter.
Oh. Well, what were they doing on Easter? I mean, isn't that the Lord's Day?
And I think someone said this earlier. Number three, the day after New Year's Eve, January 2nd.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, number four, May 13th, the Monday after Mother's Day.
Boy, these mothers are partying hard.
And they have August 12th. What is the significance of August 12th?
You know what it is about August 12th? Nothing's happening in August. There's no holidays in August. And they're like, I can't take it anymore. I got to take this day off.
That actually sounds legit.
Yeah, like I can't do it.
March 18th, the Monday after St. Patrick's Day.
Of course, the big drinking holiday. Oh, how about May the 6th?
After Cinco?
After Cinco de Mayo.
Nope.
Oh, I was thinking all the drinking holidays.
But a random Monday in the lead up to Halloween, October 21st.
So these are just based on actual stats?
Yeah.
And that's, they're saying these are the days that we took off this year?
Yeah. Huh. Number 9, Monday, June 24th.
How are we supposed to guess any of these days?
They're all so stupid. You made it sound like they were guessable.
Your story sucks.
This is a terrible story.
This is great. This is knowledge you can use at any cocktail party.
Here.
I'm going to call in sick of this Monday.
Oh, well, that's that.
All right. Jesus.
Okay, well, let's step up the class
all
then.
All right, let's do it. Class it up, buddy.
Let's get into the cities with the highest STD rates.
Vegas.
Yeah.
Vegas.
Although I guess there's so much transient there, you know, like people are just stopping into Vegas.
No. No, it is not Vegas.
Oh. New Orleans.
Oh, I was thinking that.
It is not New Orleans.
New York?
The number one, well, should I just read the list here?
Yeah, how about like Utah?
Utah, no.
How about Somerville, Massachusetts? Pretty sure I got chlamydia there back in the day.
The clap.
Pretty sure that's where I picked it up. Come on.
And number 10 is... Wait, here we go.
How come you're having...
Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, Jackson, Mississippi.
Philadelphia.
Philly?
Yep.
That place is a pit.
San Francisco.
Oh, hot. Be careful out there, kids.
Montgomery, Alabama, Augusta, Georgia, Milwaukee, Killeen, Texas, Shreveport, Louisiana, and Indianapolis. But your top five are as follows.
Oh, count them up to number one. Number 5.
What are you waiting for?
Philadelphia.
Oh, hold on. So wait.
Actually, I read these.
You suck at reading stories. You know, what are you doing?
I left this thing out. I left this one thing out. You know, it's hard to come to work when you guys aren't professional.
It's hard to listen when you don't proofread the story.
Is San Francisco on the list?
You know what? I just looked at his story and I could see why you're having trouble with it. I clicked on the link.
Yeah.
I clicked on the link and I'll tell you, Marcus, in terms of total STD cases, including HIV, syphilis, chlamydia, and gonorrhea, the top 5 cities, starting with number 5, is Philadelphia.
I had that.
Phoenix, number 4.
Phoenix is not on mine.
Houston, number 3. Chicago, number 2. And L.A. is number 1.
L.A.
I think we have different lists.
They have another list. The cities with the biggest jump in rankings.
Oh, I thought it's the biggest junk.
Nice. I wish it said that. I go there.
Jimmy G lives. Pretty sure that's it.
The cities with the biggest jump in rankings since last year include number 5, Baltimore.
Oh, hot.
Number 4 is Milwaukee. Mm. Number 3 is San Francisco. Mm. Number 2 is Jackson. Mm. And then number 1 is Columbus, Georgia.
Oh, Columbus, Georgia. Yeah. Of course. Yes, Columbus, Georgia. Oh my god, I'm breaking another sweat. This day is scaring me. What's happening? The devolution of this
The wheels are falling off, Sarah.
Stripped gears, no wheels. Oh my god. I haven't laughed that hard in so long.
Oh my gosh.
You want this one?
Tears streaming out of my eyes.
It is.
Oh god.
Divorce month, everybody. January is.
This is the big one.
Divorce month.
We've made it through the holidays. I am totally done with you.
That's kind of what it is. There's about a 25% spike in the number of people looking for divorce advice in January, possibly because they were waiting to get through the holidays.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they necessarily file for a divorce now. A lot of people just put feelers out and wait until the spring to file. Mm. Here are 3 red flags you might want to be aware of.
This is like what to look for in your partner if you think he's going to dump you or she.
Yeah. Okay. Number 1, their spending habits change.
What, they get cheaper?
Lawyers do something called a spousal support analysis to figure out alimony, especially if one person brings in most of the money. Mm. If their client needs support, they might tell them to go out and shop more so it'll look like that's the lifestyle they've become accustomed to. Or if their client wants to avoid paying alimony, they might tell them to stop spending so much. Number two, makeovers, or suddenly hitting the gym a lot more.
The divorce diet.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Work out.
I'm getting a makeover. I'm getting a divorce soon.
Look at that body. That body.
I'm getting back on market.
I'm getting on Tinder. All right.
Maybe on Grindr.
These things can be a sign of infidelity, but be careful with that one because it might just be a New Year's resolution thing.
Yeah.
Only be suspicious if there are other red flags like lying or a lot of late nights at work. And finally, number three. I think this is the biggie.
Okay.
They've stopped nagging you.
Oh.
If they used to do it a lot but stopped, it might be a sign that they've started to give up on the relationship.
Well, guess what? Right. I mean, listen, I'm not nagging you anymore because I'm dumping your ass.
I don't care.
If I hadn't had to nag you so much, maybe I wouldn't be dumping you. God. I actually hate the word nagging. It's really just me asking you to do the thing that I've already asked you to do 50 times. If you just effing do it, then I wouldn't have to nag you about it.
Wow. Hostile, huh?
This is
such a girl word. Like, oh, she's such a nag. You know what? No! I'm holding on my stuff over here.
No!
Get your stuff done.
This is a triggering conversation for me, Sarah. So.
Oh, do you get nagged?
Let's see what we got here.
Nag, 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 nag. Nag, 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 nag. Nag, 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 nag. What does my girl say? Nag, 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 nag. See, I don't like that. It's not right. I've asked you to do it 5 times because you didn't do it.
That's right.
I wouldn't nag you.
You sure wouldn't.
If you did what I said to do.
You're right.
Do you not notice that I'm the queen? I don't know. It's just annoying. Like, I got to go, and you didn't do the thing I needed you to do, and I'm divorcing you.
That took a turn.
Well, just so I'm sick of who I am around you. I'm not a nag. I used to be such a nice person. Then you.
The most stressful things about mornings if you're a parent.
Everything?
Nagging your kid?
Number 10. Hitting snooze and sleeping in by mistake. Number 9, dealing with unexpected tantrums. Number 8, getting yourself ready while you're helping them. Number 7, getting their shoes on.
Yeah.
Number 6, finding their stuff like shoes or backpacks.
Mom, I can't find my one thing I need, and I need it right now because the bus is here.
Number 5, dealing with breakfast. Number 4, getting them to brush their teeth. Number 3, struggling to get them out of the house on time. Number 2, they won't get dressed fast enough. And number one, your kid's refusing to get out of the damn bed.
Yeah. I used to be that kid.
Were you?
My mom would toss water on me.
Oh, that's what my husband would do to his son.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, not every time, but.
No. You only have to do it once, like a month. You know? It'd be like, I'm here with the water. All right, I'm up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay here until I see your legs hit the floor, and I'm getting closer with the water. Fine.
I was late because of my father. Every day. As a matter of fact, I was the tardy king of Montero Junior High
School. Is that so? And that wasn't your fault?
No, not all of it.
Always blaming someone else.
Pops was getting us to school pretty, like 10 minutes after the bell all the time. And I got suspended 3 days. 3 days suspension.
Oh, nice. 3 days off.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
But not really.
Not really at all. Not with my parents.
You got suspended? Yeah, because you get me to school late. Well, I don't care why.
Yeah, he did not care why.
And good, I don't have to take you to school for 3 days.
I'm sleeping in.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.